Welcome to the 3Ls podcast, where I, your host, Rachel Ann Dine, licensed professional counselor, am here to share thoughtful commentary and strategies to help you with the big 3Ls of life, living, learning, and loving. Each episode, join in as a different psychological or current hot topic is explored with the hope of helping you live well, learn something that aids in personal growth or understanding, and love yourself or others in a way that honors you. Are you a fan of nutrient-dense wellness too? Let me tell you all about one of my favorite sources of adaptogens, Four Sigmatic, who uses a variety of mushrooms in everyday products. Reishi, lion's mane, and shaga all have been shown to help with thinking, immune system support, and gut support. I use these plant-based products every day in my smoothies and coffee, and you can too. Use code BEWELL for 10% off your purchase at us.foursigmatic.com. Again, that's BEWELL at us.foursigmatic.com. Hi, and welcome back to the 3Ls podcast. I'm so glad that you're here today and tuning in. I hope that you're having a great week, whatever's been going on, and today's episode may be helpful if you've been on the fence about whether or not you should start going to therapy. This is something that I see come up time and time again where some folks think, okay, life isn't that bad. There's probably other people who need to go to therapy more than I do, so I'm not even going to make the appointment. Or they think, okay, I can just keep doing this on my own. I don't need to ask for help right now. I get all the reasons. I definitely do. I totally understand. Making the call to start individual therapy is such a personal choice. And I think for some people, it can almost feel like I can't handle life on my own. But as cliche as it sounds, it is so true that reaching out for help and support is a sign of strength. It's saying that, hey, I can probably do this on my own, but why not just ask for some help and support along the way? So you'll hear in this episode today some very concrete signs that therapy could be really helpful for you, especially if you're going through one of these different experiences in life at this time. Therapy to me is also can be preventative. So whether you want to just work on your own personal growth and development or, you know, talk through some things, process out some different experiences that are occurring in life, therapy is a great way to do that. It is such a non-biased, non-judgmental environment and experience, and any kind of experience where you can engage in self-awareness, to me, that's where it's at. That's where the real work can happen. And anytime that we can learn more about ourselves and the way that we function in this very stressful world sometimes, I think it's a positive thing. So hopefully this episode will help normalize different life experiences, as well as maybe encourage you to reach out to somebody if you want to. And I do give some resources at the end of this episode on how to go about finding a therapist if some of these things resonate to you. Maybe this is the sign that you've been looking for to start therapy. So as always, this episode is available as well in video format on YouTube. So if you like that visual content, you can go to the show notes and check it out. And that's it. I don't really have anything else to say about this. So let me just go ahead without further ado, get on into this episode for today. And I just really hope you enjoy it. Have you been wondering whether or not to go to therapy, if you should go, if it would be helpful, what you can get out of it? Today, I'm sharing all the different reasons on when it's time to reach out for therapy, but then also just know that any time is a good time to reach out, and I'll be normalizing that even further on the video today. So stay tuned. Should you go see a therapist? Hi, and welcome back to my channel. I'm Rachel Ann Dine, and I am so glad that you've joined me today. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button for weekly videos on mental health and psychological topics to help you live life well and in an authentic way that honors you.
Today's topic is one I am extremely passionate about, and I'm a little bit biased because it is what I do for a living. I am a licensed therapist and I've been in the field for about 16 years now, and this is just something I'm really passionate about: destigmatizing, reaching out for therapy, and just being a huge advocate that our mental health is our health. I think a lot of times one of the hardest parts is just making that initial first call, and so by watching today, I want to give you a couple guidelines on when are potential indications that it's time to reach out. So let me go ahead and just get into some of the definite likely indications it's time to reach out. If you've recently lost someone and you're feeling like the grief is overwhelming, then it's a good time to reach out and get that support through your healing journey. But grief can hit us from all different angles, whether it's losing a pet, going through a divorce or a bad breakup. Anytime that you're experiencing some kind of loss and that grief feels really overwhelming, the sadness is pretty pervasive, it's a good indication that it's time to reach out and work with a grief-informed therapist. Being able to have someone who can support you through your grieving process and kind of educate you and give you some validation wherever you are is always a healing experience, so reach out. Reason two, if you've experienced or at any point recently experienced some kind of trauma, it is always a good idea to reach out and get some added support. Going to a trauma-informed therapist or a trauma specialist allows you to feel seen, heard, and receive healing modalities that will assist you in moving through whatever trauma has happened. Trauma can be very complicated, and overcoming it can need some added support, so definitely can be a reason to seek out treatment. This could be a completely separate video. This is kind of a side note, but if you have experienced recent trauma or you're ready to start digging into previous trauma, when you go to see a therapist, make sure that you feel really comfortable with that person. Research shows that one of the most healing parts of the therapeutic experience is the relationship between you and the therapist. So make sure that that sense of safety, you don't feel judged, you feel comfortable. Just make sure that that is really strongly intact when you decide to go reach out to someone, really for any reason, but especially for trauma. The next reason is if you have noticed you're experiencing a decline in the level of your functioning. We know that 2020 was a very hard year, and I have seen an uptick in therapy over the course of 2020 on into 2021. And so I just have to put that out there to validate you. If you've noticed that there's been a decline in your appetite, your sleep, you seem more irritable, on edge lately, then it's a good indication you may benefit from going to talk to somebody and just having an assessment done, an evaluation to understand a little bit more deeply what could be going on, and then start to receive that support, which I know you've heard me say today, but also individualized strategies that can help improve functioning and get you back to your baseline or where you usually have felt before. So this is another reason that sometimes gets a little bit lost in translation, but if you notice that you're struggling to make or maintain interpersonal relationships, it's a good indication that maybe it's time to seek out a therapist. Relationships come with all different kinds of issues, we'll say, good things, some negative things, and a great part of going to therapy is to learn how to advocate for yourself, to learn how to set healthy boundaries with other people, to learn how to maintain and even make friendships. If you are looking to make new friends as well, don't forget to watch the video that I did on making friends in your late 20s and 30s, because this is a real problem and I hear about it all the time. So just putting that out there, but definitely if you're struggling to make or maintain friendships or even family relationships, it's a good indication that maybe we need to go talk to somebody and figure out a little bit more about what's going on and then receive those individualized strategies. This next reason is also very vital. If you notice that you're starting to reach to external sources, sex, shopping, or alcohol, drugs, as a means to cope, it's a good indication that going to therapy may be a benefit. Anytime that we start to utilize what could potentially be unhealthy coping strategies to deal with stress, this can take us into sometimes a darker place. And if you notice that you're reaching out to those external sources, like I said, sex, shopping, spending more money than you want to, or even utilizing substances more frequently or feeling like you're losing control, this is a great time time to reach out and start seeking therapeutic services from an individual who's licensed and informed in framing and using healthier coping strategies to support you wherever you may be on your journey. Going to a therapist, if you notice that these things are happening, can be a very empowering experience and also a great way to learn replacement behaviors that are more adaptive. Other times that therapy can be very beneficial is, and I have my notes right here so you may see me looking away, is if you're going through a major life transition right now and you're wanting support. Maybe you're moving, maybe you've lost your job, maybe there has been an ending of a relationship, or you are just needing some co-parenting support with an ex-partner. And then this next one is if you notice that your mood is really beginning to affect your work or your personal life, then we know that this is a good time to seek out therapy. Also, anytime that your sleep or appetite are being affected, this is also a really good indication that it's time to talk to somebody, and that it may be helpful to make an appointment and just get a deeper assessment on what exactly is happening, and also receive that support, as I keep saying, but then also receive strategies that are research-based that can help you through whatever you may be going through. So I'm gonna swing back to that original reason on going to therapy. Anytime is a good time. I'm here because I want to destigmatize going to see a counselor. For many people, it is a very scary experience. If you fall into that boat, if you've been thinking about going, but there's something that's kind of holding you back, maybe this can be your sign that it's a good idea to get plugged in and just explore what options you have. Like I've said, sometimes that hardest part is just making that initial phone call, sending off the initial email, and I want you to feel empowered to know that a therapist is there to help you. You're a non-judgmental, non-biased person. Most therapists, we have worked with a variety of different issues. If you have a specific problem that you want to target, let's say that you are feeling high anxiety or experiencing worries and thought rumination, then you can also seek out a therapist who specialized in whatever you are going through. If it's postpartum depression, there are many therapists that have specialties in all different niches, so definitely feel empowered. Going to therapy can be a great way to have a new sense of hope instilled, to receive that support, and then honestly, just to have a safe space to express yourself and receive that validation and those coping strategies. So really, anytime is a good time to go, but definitely if any of these other situations are coming up for you or you notice that they've been problematic, it's a pretty good indication that it's time to reach out and talk to somebody. I am definitely of the mindset that probably most people would benefit from going to see a therapist. It's just a really interesting process on self-discovery. I mean, how many times in your life do you get to have an hour conversation about yourself and what you're going through without having somebody else jump in to give you advice or tell you what they think you should be doing? Going to therapy is just a different experience than maybe seeking advice from a friend or a trusted family member. It's going to somebody who maybe isn't day-to-day intermingled in your life. And so they have a more objective stance. They're able to kind of see some things that maybe family would not be able to see if they were giving you that feedback and advice. I really hope this has been helpful. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button if you want more videos on achieving your own sense of mental wellness. I am all about encouraging you to do what is going to feel right for you. And I just hope that you were able to gain some better understanding on when it's time to seek out and receive therapeutic services. So know that there are some really amazing resources for finding a therapist. The first one that's my favorite is www.psychologytoday.com. It gives a list of all the area therapists in your specific area, as well as their biographies, what they specialize in, what health insurances they take. It has their picture and can just be a really great starting point for finding somebody to go and speak to. You can also always call your health insurance benefit to see if there's a provider in network. If you don't have health insurance benefits and going to therapy is out of your budget, I completely understand, and I would also encourage you to seek out this resource called Open Path Collective. Open Path Collective is an online resource site that has all different kinds of licensed therapists who have signed up to give therapeutic services at a sliding scale or reduced fee rates. It can be a great option if you feel that therapy is out of your current budget, but you would really like to explore going. As always, I'm so glad that you joined. And if you want even more mental health information, don't forget you can check out my podcast, The 3Ls, available on all major streaming platforms, or follow me on Instagram at Rachel Andine Counseling. I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. And as always, be well.
Thanks for tuning in to the 3Ls today. Catch up with me on Instagram at Rachel Andine Counseling, where you can contact me about a topic or follow up on today's episode. As always, the information provided in this episode is for educational purposes only and not intended to treat or diagnose. Reach out to your own medical or legal provider for assistance and individualized care. Here's to the 3Ls and being empowered to make decisions that work for you in your life.